This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com by clicking Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
Right now. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
All right, nephew, thank you. Subject, am I just a rebound with a nice apartment? Dear Stephen Shirley, I am 28 years old and my boyfriend is 27. He was an old flame that I had in school and I decided to rekindle things with him. He pursued me and I finally gave in. I realized he was the missing piece in my life and he told me the same thing. He moved in with me the second week of our relationship and we were learning to love each other again. All was well until he took me to his family reunion. His ex-girlfriend was there and he knew she would be there. He has a daughter with her, so she came with his daughter. My boyfriend's mama said that she doesn't think it's appropriate that the ex-girlfriend came and I need to tell my man to stop playing in my face. I didn't trip because they have a child together, but his mama put something on my mind. My boyfriend was living with his mom when we started dating. He said that this girlfriend had put him out and he'd been at his mom's house for a year. When we got back together, I asked him if he was over his ex because he talked about her a lot. He held me close and cried as he poured his heart out to me, telling me how he feels about me. I believed everything he said, but I've noticed that he posts more pictures of us than I do, and I think that's strange for a man to do. I recall how he was overdoing things at the family reunion. He kept calling me baby, and he kissed on me as much as he could. I don't want to be a rebound, and I don't want to be housing him because he didn't have anywhere else to go. Should I trust my intuition, or am I creating unnecessary drama in my head? Is he acting like he's so in love with me just to make his ex jealous? Okay, I'm going to be honest with you. Yes, he could be using you for a place to stay and to make his ex jealous. He could be. But whose fault is this? I mean, this is yours. Who allows someone to move in with them 2 weeks into their relationship? You dated him in school. You don't know the person he is now. You didn't give yourself time to find out. Now the questions you should have asked prior to his moving in, you're asking after the fact. You're now living with a man who went from his mom to his baby mama back to his mom for a whole year. And now on to you after 2 weeks of being with you. You just in school, like you said. And he has a child, so you know the child is going to be there on his custody dates. So I have to ask, because you didn't say, is he contributing to the household? I mean, you said you're learning to love each other again, but what are your plans together? I mean, have you discussed any of this Since he's been there, the extra kissing at the family reunion, his constant talking about his ex, and all of the posting of the two of you by him, that's raised red flags. And now you're feeling some kind of way. You guys moved very fast in this relationship, and now you're second guessing everything. So I say, trust what you're feeling. It's not too late to change things. You are not married to this man. There's nothing wrong with him moving out if you need your space to sort things out. Steve?
Let me just get right to it. We ain't got to mess around. I probably won't even need two breaks to discuss this letter. The name of the subject is, am I a rebound with a nice apartment? My only question in this whole letter is, how come he always needs somewhere to stay? How this man ain't ever got nowhere he call home? How come he always got somewhere to stay? Hey, he always needs somewhere to stay. I don't understand this. And what you want with him? You 28, your boyfriend 27. He was an old flame I had in school. Why y'all didn't keep flaming? See, that would kill me about y'all. Y'all find these old flames. You got to ask yourself, why didn't y'all keep flaming? What fizzled it out? I decided to rekindle. Rekindle, that means relight the flame with him. He pursued me. I finally gave in. Then you said, I realized he was the missing piece in my life, and he told me the same thing. Really? So he moved in with me the second week of our relationship, and we were learning to love each other again. Oh, so you moved in to learn to love each other again instead of loving each other again, then moving in. Okay. All was well until he took me to his family reunion. And here where the problem started. His ex-girlfriend was there, and he knew she would be there. He got a daughter with her, so she came with the daughter. Your boyfriend's mama said she don't think it's appropriate that the ex-girlfriend came. Why she at the family reunion? She ain't in the family. That y'all wasn't even married. You need to tell your man to stop playing in your face. I didn't trip because they have a child together. But this mama had put something on my mind. My boyfriend, now here we go, was living with his mom when we started dating. Red flag. 28-year-old man living with his mama when y'all started dating. I got news for you. When he was in school, he was living with his mama. Now he 28, he living with his mama. Y'all started dating, and 2 weeks later, he lived with you. Here's my original question when I first got this letter. Why he always needs somewhere to stay? What decisions has this nutting-ass dude made where he ain't ever got nowhere to stay? He ain't got a key to
hang
nothing.
Hang on.
No lease with his name on it.
We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes
love mama.
After the hour.
She's my favorite.
Today's Strawberry Letter subject, am I just a rebound with a nice apartment? We'll get back into it right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, am I just a rebound with a nice apartment?
Well, here we go again, because I just saw something on the break, y'all. Let me point it out. The name of this letter should be, Why He Ain't Ever Got Nowhere to Stay. This is a 28-year-old woman. She's dating a boyfriend of 27. They was old flames in school. Something caused it to fizzle out. They ran up into each other recently. She rekindled things with him. That means she lit the fire. He pursued me and finally gave in. Well, it wasn't a long pursuit because it was only 2 weeks. She realized he was the missing piece in her life and she was the missing piece in his life. That's what he told her. So he moved in with me the second week of our relationship. We were learning to love each other again. Then they finally thought it was going good till they took him to the family reunion and his ex-girlfriend was there and they happened to have a baby together. Your boyfriend's mama told you he need to quit playing in your face because there was no reason for the girl to be there at the family reunion. So you didn't trip because you ain't got a child together, but his mama put something on your mind. But listen to this. My boyfriend was living with his mom when we started dating. What the hell? He said that his girlfriend, here we go, had put him out. So now he was living with another person. She put him out. So he didn't live with his mama when he was in school. Then he lived with this girl till she put him out. Now he live with you. And he been at his mom's house for a year. A whole year. When we got, I asked him if he was over his ex because he talks about her a lot. Now here go, okay. Now if I'm talking about my ex to a woman, here's the one thing I ain't finna do. He held me close and cried as he poured his heart out to me. Why the hell am I holding you close, crying, talking about my ex? How that sound? Who is this dude? Mm-hmm. What kind of man do you think you have? Because obviously everybody keep figuring he ain't a man. Even his mama, because his mama keep letting him come back home because she got to take care of her baby. Oh, Lord have mercy. I believed everything he said, but I've noticed that he posts more pictures of us than I do. Mm-hmm. I think that's strange for a man to do. I recall he was overdoing things at the family reunion, kept calling me baby, kissed on me as much as he could. I don't want to be a rebound, and I don't want to be housing him because he didn't have anywhere else to go. Well, what the hell you think you're doing?
Yeah.
He lived at his mama's house when he was in school. He had a baby with another girl. He lived at her house till she put him out. Now, he went from putting him out to living back at his mama's house for a year, and now you done took him in after 2 weeks, and he live in your house. You don't want to be a rebound because he ain't got nowhere else to go. He ain't got nowhere to go. He ain't got no house. He always at somebody else's house. Should I trust my intuition or am I creating unnecessary drama in my head? That's the problem with women. Y'all won't trust your intuition. God gave you intuition to protect you from us, from the stupidity and the hunting tactics of men. That is what intuition is for. But then when you have intuition, you ignore it. Is he acting like he's so in love with me just to make his ex jealous? Could be. I think he is. But you know why I really think he's so in love with you?
Why say it?
Because you got somewhere to stay, and he don't. Mm-hmm. So it's either stay with you, because he can't go back to the ex-girlfriend's house, or he got to go back to his mama's house. Now, his mama can cook, but if mama don't fry bacon, you do. I'm so sick of this letter. What you want me and Shirley to tell you? What lady, what you want us to tell you?
Yeah.
You ain't got nothing. She's not a man's man, and he's not a woman's man. You have a mama's boy. And all he do is when things go wrong, go back to his mama's house. He was at his mama's house for a year. Who want to stay with their mama?
And the baby mama put him in.
Then you're 27 years old, don't nobody want to stay with their mama? Or shouldn't?
Nobody.
Listen to me, ladies. If a man does not have the ability to take care of himself, how do you think he gonna take care of y'all? You and a baby. He can't take care of himself. Now, I got men who fall on hard times. I got that. But let him get back up. Support him to get back up. But you ain't got to move him in now.
Right.
Let him show you some skill set of recovery.
Yeah.
If you don't, you're going to enable him. That's all. So the name of this letter is Why He Ain't Ever Got Nowhere to Stay. That's the name of our letter. And the reason he ain't got nowhere to stay, because all the women in his life provide him a place to stay.
All right, leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Facebook at Steve Harvey FM, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.